thank you. Another issue that we identified that was mentioned by many of you is the gender equality and gender pay gap in the Czech Republic. The government approved strategy for equality of women and men for 2014-2020. This strategy represents the first complex of long-term policy document in the field of gender equality and focuses on all important issues. The strategy covers 8 main strategic areas, like, for example, institutional mechanism in the field of equality of women and men, balanced representation of women and men in decision-making process, reconciliation of work, private and family life, dignity and integrity of women and men. And furthermore, the strategy covers also 5 horizontal strategic areas, like gender stereotypes, legislation, data collection, men and gender equality, and cooperation with stakeholders. This strategy is also accompanied by 2 action plans. First action plan about balanced representation of women and men in decision-making positions for 2016 and 2018. This action plan sets also target to achieve a representation of 40 women in decision-making position in the public and private sphere in by 2020. It provides also concrete measures like a manual for equal representation in political parties, gender-sensitive employment and promotion policies in the public sector, as well as state-owned companies or support of those measures in the private sector. Many measures also collide with the previous area of work balance, as sufficient opportunities for women on the labor market also limited their career progress. Also, to tackle violence against women and gender-based violence, the government approved the action plan for the prevention of domestic and gender-based violence in 2015. The action plan sets measures such an all-country hotline for victims, support of services for victims as well as witnesses, including children and also perpetrators themselves, or interdisciplinary cooperation of relevant stakeholders like police, courts, schools, social workers and child protection authorities, and also their education and training. Also, the issue of gender pay gap was mentioned many times. I have to admit that the gender pay gap also reminds one of the biggest human rights challenges in the Czech Republic, because although the anti-discrimination law and other legislation enshrine equal pay for women and men, gender pay gap has not been overcome yet. Therefore, in 2016, the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs started the project called 22% to Equality, and the title of the project, 22% to Equality, refers to the difference in pay between women and men in the Czech Republic. And the project includes several activities, for example, awareness raising activities, creating of guidance for state employment offices and labor inspectorates to monitor the legal rule of equal pay of women and men, implementation of the LOGIP tool in the Czech Republic, which is the tool is itself evaluation program for employers and employees to identify gender pay gap. The Czech government also succeeded in some areas to promote gender equality. For example, supported promotion of flexible forms of work, as well as developed care services for small children. And for example, another concrete step forward represents a parental benefit for fathers taking care for their children. In May, Parliament approved a legal change enabling fathers to take a week leave after a birth of his child. And another issue that was mentioned today by many delegations is the issue of discrimination and discrimination of Roma people, and also the question of national human rights institution and Paris principles, and also the question of ombudsman for children, for children's rights. And for all those issues, I would like to ask my colleague from the Office of the Government to give you more information how the Czech Republic is addressing those issues.